one may be heavier than the other, for example. The other may be more lightly built, more gracile. Or it may be that they have a difference in the crest on top of the head or the bump on the top of the head in the case of Majungatholus. Unfortunately for Majungatholus and most theropod dinosaurs, we don't have a lot of specimens to work with.
But over the past two decades, numerous fossil discoveries, including feathered dinosaurs, have proven a relationship between birds and predatory dinosaurs. From this fossil evidence, paleontologists believe that, like in male birds, the male Majungatholus would have been more brightly colored and adorned than the female.
In order to understand things like color and behavior of prehistoric life, we have to look to modern life to give us those clues. Well, Majungatholus and birds are related. We know that. The evidence is very clear. And birds, the males, have a much brighter color pattern. Male birds also have strange ornamentation on their skull. Look at a guinea fowl or look at a turkey. You'll find that the female skulls are relatively plain and the male skulls are very bright and have a lot of these fleshy appendages that make them attractive.
One thing that we can sort of suggest is that animals that clearly had visual display organs, things on their body, is that they probably used them. It's very reasonable to suggest that these different kinds of structures that we see on the skull of Majungatholus or even other kinds of predatory dinosaurs are in fact the kinds of features that would be used in courtship displays among these different kinds of animals.
Along with skin color, ornamentation of their skulls, and their body sizes, there was another clear difference between the sexes. The female was much more aggressive when defending her young. It's a vital piece of information.